Well, this is John Bowen, and I am really excited to bring this episode to you. I mean, it's with one of the guys who's been my mentor, partner, and just a great friend, and helped me in marketing. I know he's going to help you an awful lot. It's Joe Polish. And with that, remember why we're doing these podcasts. It's all about accelerating entrepreneurial success of like-minded individuals. I've always thought I was a pretty good networker. I gotta tell you, I'm not at all. Joe has taught me so much, and the leverage and the ability to help me grow in my businesses exponentially. A lot of it I owe to Joe. So, Joe, first of all, thank you for all your help along the way.
Absolutely. And John, it's great to be here with you as always. I think you're an awesome guy doing such great work for so many high-level people. And that's really the area of focus that I like these days is this really successful, achievement-minded entrepreneurs. And I know where that's your total focus, and the people that are watching this are in that group. So let's talk about whatever will be most useful to them.
I mean, there's so much that you do that is, and there's so many programs out there for kind of the entrepreneur, I'm going to call it wannabes. And I don't mean that in a derogative term at all. I mean, you and I, there wasn't that long ago that we were kind of wannabes and wanting to have this go. But this is really for those who are already having success and struggling with, okay, where do we take our business so we can have more life, build that great platform. And Joe, you've done such a great job on that. So what I'd like to do is just kind of dive right into what I think your biggest skill is, and you've got so many of them. I mean, you were the guy that got me into video. You got me on a lot of fronts. And let's just talk about networking for a second, and then I'm going to ask you to go in. We'll go into some of the backstory, your journey to this, but. The biggest power of exponential growth that I think you've seen and I've seen is that very little is accomplished with one person.
Yeah, well, let me start by saying that I grew up incredibly shy, really introverted. Even when I think of myself today as quote unquote networking, I think a lot about what does that actually mean? And, there's lots of different ways to look at it, but it's literally interacting in significant ways with other individuals that ends up creating a result and preferably a real leverage and real win-win situation for everyone involved. Meaning, if you cannot expand somebody, if they cannot expand you, if it cannot expand the business, the cause, then a lot of times you're just spinning your wheels, developing relationships. And there's a book I talked to the author years ago. I can't remember his exact name, but the book was called Fake Work, and it was about the amount of looking at how people do work and how much of that work is actually fake. And so if you think of networking, there's a tremendous amount of connections. Like one of the people that you're actually going to have as a guest on this series is our good friend Ned Hollowell, who talks about how we're more connected today electronically than we ever have been, but more disconnected in terms of personal relationships. So I have a company called Genius Network. I have a very high-level group called Genius Network. And the reason I even think of it as Genius Network is who has tremendous wisdom, knowledge, genius, skills in a particular area, and how can I interact with them? How can I work with them? How can I do business with them? How can I combine the capabilities and skills to actually produce a really useful result? And every person, including everyone watching this, that's successful, they're doing that in many ways to some degree, and there's lots of areas where they can absolutely improve it, enhance it, and be a total game changer. So networking is just connecting with other individuals, but doing it with geniuses, doing it with people that really are the most important to your goals and that you're aligned with is the way to do it. Because so much, I mean, if you think about Facebook as an example, and I find Facebook interesting and useful and valuable, what my company advertises and uses it for commerce. We also use it to interact. We use it as a vehicle to, give people, access to free stuff and, build a following. And at the end of the day, if you look at, I'd say probably 1% of it is about real significant deep human relationships. Maybe 50% of it is status building, and another 49% of it is just gossip. But if you can leverage the 1%, and of course, I'm not saying those statistics are based on anything other than my own brain and how I want to interpret something at the moment. But a lot of social networking that people do is social not working because they they just spend a lot of time. So I think of networking with a real human being, phone call, in person, kind of like what we're doing right now, and just developing and deepening a relationship for a shared purpose.
Well, and Joe, that's so powerful because, you know, when I think of networking, I mean, this is, you know, I'd love, you know, virtually if we could have everybody around a, you know, yeah, conference table, having coffee and sharing experiences, because as entrepreneurs, what we have is we have this challenge that we've got to, you know, have a great client path. No matter our customer path, all of us have to have this. You got to deliver a great experience, whether you're selling widgets or intellectual property, whatever it is. And at the same time, you've got to attract a steady stream of pre-qualified, pre-endorsed customers or clients to you. And you know, today, particularly in the area I work, affluent, you know, the average affluent person gets 4,000 marketing messages a day. And one of the things I appreciate, Joe, a lot in working with your group, you know, being a member now for about 4 years with Genius Networks, is just the power of the guys that you brought together. And, you know, initially you don't think there's a lot you can share. And I tell you, I've learned so much so quickly. Virtually, this is a really convenient way, but bringing together a group of individuals of like mind who are going to make a difference in the world is just so powerful.
Well, and I will say this too, based on even what you're doing here. You're talking about individuals that came in for a specific reason, that were brought in and educated along the way so that they are really familiar with you to enough to the point to where they're going to get introduced to this. And, you know, it's not just blatantly throwing something out there. So much of what people try to do is almost like shotgun approach versus the laser focus and identifying who it is you're looking for. I mean, it even goes back to marketing. I, you know, a little bit of my backstory is I started my entrepreneurial career as a carpet cleaner. I mean, a dead broke carpet cleaner, no skills, no college degree. Went to college, but I never got a degree. I failed owning and operating a small business at a community college, and I got a C minus in marketing. And I learned marketing in a carpet cleaning business doing, you know, hard manual labor. I mean, I grew up not dirt poor, but I certainly was lower middle class. I mean, we lived in trailers, you know, half my life growing up. I mean, we never had much money. So I kind of get the whole struggling for money sort of thing because, you know, a good portion of my life and my early adult life was spent just scraping by. And so I learned marketing in a carpet cleaning business, doing hard, you know, physical manual labor out of necessity. You know, as many of the cliches go, necessity is the mother of invention. And so I learned marketing, which is basically what you say and how you say it. And I want to say a couple of things that relate to networking and relate to just interacting with humans in general. And I'm in the sales and marketing world. I believe sales and marketing are the most important functions of a business. As the late Peter Drucker said, you know, marketing and innovation produce results. All other, you know, business functions are costs. You know, the primary purpose of business is to create and keep customers, marketing and innovation. So, when a lot of people have issues with the term marketing, that conjures up what does that mean? We're going to talk people into stuff. We're going to do advertising. You know, we have to have a social media presence. We have to do certain things on a website. Well, it could encompass all of those things, but I like giving people just a way to think about it. Marketing is storytelling. Selling, which is critical, is influence. If you improve your ability to influence, you're going to get a better result. If you improve your ability to tell a story, if you can package your story up in replicatable ways, you're going to share it with more people. It doesn't matter if you're just starting out or you are an extraordinary wealthy person. Let's take Richard Branson as an example. I mean, Richard has done a fantastic job of having, you know, PR is one of his greatest marketing vehicles. I mean, the guy is a PR machine. He has well positioned himself as this really cool, you know, entrepreneur and this you know, really cool company, Virgin. And that's been done by telling a story over and over and over again over the years. And I'm his largest fundraiser for their foundation, which is Virgin Unite. I brought in a few million dollars for that organization. And one of the main ways I did it is they weren't doing a very good job telling their story of what their foundation even did, because it wasn't involved in just one thing. It was involved in many different things. So I simply did an interview with the CEO, Gene Olwang, who runs Virgin Unite, back in 2007. And then I did an interview with Richard Branson. And now I've probably interviewed Richard Branson more than anyone, just talking about Virgin and that sort of stuff. But it's packaging up those stories and it's sharing it with people. So when people hear the story, they get, you know, they get an understanding. So marketing is pretty much the same sort of thing. If you share a very lousy story, a lousy pitch, you're going to not get much attention. You're not going to compel people. And so networking is really the same sort of thing. First off, what's the story that you want to tell? What's the punchline? What's the, you know, what's the end result that you want? And how do you influentially and in a compelling way lead people not only into your world, but how do you recruit them and enroll them into your sort of belief? And so let's just take you, John, and there's a million things. As much as I know you and see all the results and how many clients you've helped, I mean, you are a true convert of your own system that you teach other people. And there are so many things that you do to create value as someone comes into your world. I mean, even this right now, you are literally having all kinds of guests in your virtual events and your virtual conferences based around specific areas that are going to be incredibly useful. And all of these people are brought in and they're able to hear this. And so there's a huge lesson just in watching what you're doing and how you're doing it. But your whole goal and objective is you want people to pay you, of course. I mean, why wouldn't they? As long as you create value and at the same time, you're just packaging up things to them. They're going to help them get through the complexities of life and their business and how to take already successful people and give them a reason to pay attention to you versus all of the other things that they could be doing simply because you know how to accelerate results. And the greatest thing about successful people is there's this whole thing about time is money. Well, money is time, because if you make money, you can buy yourself a lot of time. If you connect and network with the right person, I mean, one of the reasons I'm always pursuing industry transformers, and that's a term from our, you know, dear friend Dan Sullivan, is people that have transformed industries. A 10-minute conversation with an industry transformer in, say, an area of health is worth more than 1,000 conversations with people that kind of sort of have an idea or sort of had a mediocre understanding, or even like some of the experts. But you go to the very top people. That's what I like about genius networking. Man, does that accelerate the amount of time. It saves you time. It saves you money. It saves you energy. It just everything about it. So I really think if people are going to fish, they should fish for the most talented, most valuable, most capable fish that they can catch. But they better be well prepared to bait the hook with something that the fish really wants.
Well, I want to jump in on that, Joe, because that's where I was going. I mean, you didn't start initially, you know, with this unbelievable network. You weren't born with it. How did that happen? Because this is really important for the entrepreneurs. They listen to it and they go, you know, you're weird, I'm weird, you know, we got some unique skills. And the answer is no. I mean, we're just taking action. And what kind of action should they take?
That's a good point. And there's a lot of different actions and there's a lot of different ways to be right. I mean, I think for me, it starts first off with a philosophical foundation of how I occur to other people and how I approach the world. And I also have adopted many beliefs. See, one of the reasons I think Genius Network is an example, we have very many like-minded giving people that like to share. I mean, they're truly contributors. They're true value creators. They're more, definitely more givers than takers. And it kind of goes to something that Dan Sullivan said. And I had this before I ever met Dan Sullivan is, you know, I don't wake up, nor have I ever woken up except on bad days. I mean, I do have a higher self and a lower self. I'm sure I've had times where I've been selfish and totally concerned myself. But for the most part, I think I walk through the world without any belief that anybody owes me anything. I am not entitled to anything in this world unless I create value for someone first. The whole thing about if you want heat, you got to put in the logs into the fire sort of thing. I mean, I've just sort of had that belief early on. And I have a philosophy of don't interact with anybody if I cannot add some sort of value to them. It's like the rental car philosophy of life that some people have, where they rent a rental car and they just drive over curbs and speed bumps and they spill crap all over the car and they leave it dirty and they deliver it back to the rental car place completely trash. Or they, you know, if you've ever been a landlord and rented your house and someone just trashes your house, versus you have a tenant who actually really cares for it and takes care of it. And when it's time for them to, the lease is up, they don't leave the place trashed. In many cases, they actually leave it better off than it was before you showed up. And I try to treat people that way too. Even if I'm not going to teach them anything about marketing, I'm talking about at the lowest level, opening a door for somebody, saying thank you, being courteous, never being rude to people, never, you know, having an arrogance that has you walk around thinking that you're somehow truly, you know, so superior that, you know, you should deserve special treatment unless you've earned it. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having the finer, greater thing. And I shouldn't even say there's nothing wrong with it. You actually are deserving of whatever it is that you create. If you create more value than someone else, 10 times more, on a compensation level, you should get 10 times more pay than that person does. I mean, you know, you don't, it's like that ad in the airline magazines by Carass. You know, you don't get in life what you deserve, you get what you negotiate. Well, I think it's a combination of both. If you actually negotiate well, you're going to get not only what you deserve, you're going to probably get a heck of a lot more, but so are the other people that you're interacting with. So there's a book that I read recently with a guy I've become friends with, Adam Grant. It's called Give and Take. And he talks about there's givers, there's takers, and there's matchers. A giver is just someone that just gives. They naturally give. They like giving. They're just that way. There's takers who are totally about themselves, but they will appear like givers when they really want something, or they'll kiss up to certain people at a certain high level, but they won't be nice to people at a lower level. And so takers just, you know, they take. And then matchers sort of have a quid pro quo sort of relationship with life. They'll do things for you as long as they're going to get something back. And you mentioned a really important word, reciprocity. Now, I have a friend that I've known for many years named Robert Cialdini, Dr. Robert Cialdini. He wrote a great book called Influence. And I've interviewed Robert a couple times. I've had him speak at my conferences. And he actually lives about 5 minutes from where I'm at right now. And he talks about the term reciprocity. And the great thing about reciprocity is it's a natural human, you know, instinct. If somebody does something for you, you naturally are inclined to want to do something for them. And I think it would just be foolish to not give yourself the unfair advantage of having reciprocity in your favor. Even if you find yourself as kind of like a selfish person that really doesn't want to think about other human beings, there's a tremendous amount of benefit of saying thank you. When someone does business with you, sending them cards, acknowledging, delivering more than what they expect, you know, saying happy birthday to someone on their birthday. I mean, there's so much that can be done with reciprocity, and I wish I could deliver it in a way where it would sound like earth-shattering, brand new, and exciting.
But it's not. It's what we should do. What's the name of the book again?
Influenced by Robert Cialdini.
Okay. If you want to work with people, period, or you want to attract certainly more clients or customers, everyone should read that. You're always looking at how you can help other people, you know, that power of reciprocity, and you do it with all kinds of energy. I want to ask right now, what are you most passionate about?
Well, you know, what I really enjoy more than anything, because people ask me, like, you know, what do you like doing with your time? And, you know, what are you most, you know, first off, I like exercise. I like yoga. I like movies. I like reading. I like going to dinner and having conversations with really bright people. And I love learning stuff. For some reason, I have this insatiable curiosity and appetite to always figure things out, because no matter what, I always feel like I don't know enough, even though I've read over 1,000 books and I do a lot of stuff. So I really like interacting with people that cause me to change my perspective in better ways. I love elegant ideas. I like producers. I like people that are in the arena, that are, you know, the whole Theodore Roosevelt thing, the man in the arena with the dust, the sweat, you know, Mario. Mm-hmm. If anyone's not read that, I'm sure everyone has, but it's that sort of thing. I really like spending time with people that are in the game, not people talking about the game, not people that have critical opinions about how someone's playing the game and how they could do it better. I don't even think someone is even earns the right to tell someone in the arena how to do it better if they're not willing to step in the arena themselves. And there are so many people on the sidelines that are observers that have opinions and thoughts about how someone should play the game that are unwilling to get in the game themselves. So I like people that are playing the game, and I like those people because they help me play the game better. If you've ever talked to someone who's been through a really bad, lousy relationship and has had their heart broken or has been really betrayed, and certainly I can probably point to several things where I think that has happened to me, a lot of times they'll say they're not in a current relationship. They'll be like, well, I just don't want to play games. I want to find someone that doesn't play games. And what that person's really saying is, I don't want to be hurt. I don't want to be lied to. I don't want to be betrayed. The reality is people play games. The fact is how you play the game. Do you play the game fair? Do you play the game dirty? How do you do it? Because people would play games all day long as long as they won, because it's fun to play games when you're winning all the time. So what I'm most passionate about is simply continuing to learn and educate and collaborating with other people. One of the reasons that I have a couple of podcasts that I put out into the world that about 40,000 people a day that listen to about an hour of me talk on one of my podcasts. And the vast majority of these people are never going to, pay me anything. I just put it out to the world. It's all different countries all over the place. And I have this feedback mechanism where I'm able to share the stuff. But what's cool is it's a great sifting mechanism for people that truly end up being high-level people that will come into my Genius Network. Because I have a world of putting out a lot of great content for free and stuff that I really, charge a high dollar for that's a particular different level. And to me, that's exciting. So, my passion is genius networking. I like networking with geniuses. I like having conversations with these people because not only am I able to help them, they're able to help me. And so to have a genius network, to kind of wrap up something for your, listeners to think about, in order to have a genius network, the ultimate network of just great people that you can tap into that can solve most, if not all, of your problems and help you to reach most, if not all, of your opportunities. Because, John, you've put together a genius network for everyone here listening. That's all the people that you're bringing here. You're bringing this network. So in order to have a genius network, you got to do genius networking, meaning you have to do certain activities and you have to be a genius network. So to be a genius network, you have to – so it's be, do, have. Be a genius networker, do genius networking, and if you do that, you will have a genius network.
And it's really providing that facilitation. Sitting around the table with a lot of people doesn't do it. Sitting around the table with the right people does it.
Exactly.
I want to jump, Joe, to a segment we're doing on apps. For our like-minded successful entrepreneurs, is there an app that you want to share with them that jumps out?
Well, what I do a lot of, here's my iPhone. I even have little pictures of me on the back. See those little stickers? What I do is I'll grab people's phones and I'll take a picture of me off of, I think it's my sticker face or something, wherever I get them from. One of the listeners of I Love Marketing, my podcast, sent them to me. And so we order them and I'll just put them on people's phones and it's just amusing as hell to me. But I love the voice memo app. So there are things that you can do with a video and a voice memo that you simply can never convey in text. And so I like getting as close to as in person as possible when communicating with someone. And it's a lot easier and faster just to record a video and text it or email it, or to actually record a voice memo and again text it or email it.
So Joe, how do you do that? Because I know I've never been in a meeting with you that you didn't send a video message.
Well, depending on what sort of smartphone you have, there's always a camera. Okay, on the iPhone, it's the camera option. And then you just, shoot a video and then you click, send to text. So yeah. As long as it's under a minute, I can send it from my iPhone. If I'm going to record something that's like 5 minutes, I'll use the voice memo because it's longer and I just email it. It's built into every iPhone. So those are apps you don't even need to download. So those are just things that are built in. Other apps that I like, I love Evernote because Evernote's just a great app to collect.
That's
everything.
Phenomenal.
And I love Flixster for movies because it's like a merger of the critics' review and then the user's review. And usually if it's over 70% or higher, it's usually a good movie. So I love that as a movie app. So that may not be the best productivity app, but I use it all the time.
I do use it too. I enjoy movies as well. You got to refresh yourself, recharge, re-energize, and you can use technology to do that as well. Hey, Joe, I want to go to kind of final question before we start wrapping things up. It's the entrepreneurial idea of the day. What's one that you would share with the viewers and listeners here on the video and audio podcast?
Okay, I'll actually give you two. But the first one I'll say is from my dear friend Mary Ellen Tribby. And she says, one thing done equals money, five things undone equals no money. And in today's day and age where there's a continuous amount of things that you could do, should do, guilt yourself into feeling about. The people are going to push their agendas on you, try to get a piece of your time. At the end of the day, you know, you could work on 100 things and think you're making progress, but if you're not completing any of them or putting the ball in motion, then you're not. So one thing done equals money. 5 things, 10 things, 100 things undone equals no money or no progress. So that's the first thing. The second is I spent the last 5 days with Dan Sullivan. It was his 70th birthday. I was staying at their guest house with a couple of friends. And we were talking, me and Dan spent a lot of time talking about the 10-minute talk process, because I do these 10-minute talks in Genius Network where people share a best practice or strategy with the goal of sharing in 10 minutes something that's been worth a minimum of $250,000 or more in their business. And when we do a Genius Network group, I have everybody fill out the 10-minute talk prep form. Even if they are not a public speaker, even if they don't even think they have a talk, what we start with is come up with a topic, you know, share this idea. Why would it be important to the listener? Brainstorm ideas. What's the result that this idea has produced? And I make them go through this, think, not make them, like force them. I mean, we create this thinking environment where people can think through a subject matter. And one thing I learned from Gary Halbert is that the difference between being rich or being broke could be one good sales letter, or you're just one sales letter away from the right partner, the right business, associate, the best sort of client, the biggest check. You can solve any problem in the world with the right sales letter. Now, in today's day and age with technology, a sales letter could be a video, it could be an audio, it could be a webinar, it could be something printed in paper and ink that you mail to someone, but it is a communication. And talking with Dan, he's like, you're one 10-minute talk away from 10 times multiplying your progress. So what I'm learning by having had now about 2.5 years of people doing 10-minute talks, these 10-minute talks become the foundation of how they build and grow their story and how they build and grow their communication. So as that translates to everyone that is listening to us here, think about your stupid human tricks in the most positive way. What are the things that you are doing that produce the most results? Because it's just a few basic moves produce almost all your results, and then there's a whole bunch of other moves that don't produce anything. So if you could think of yourself as like a black belt in skills and capabilities, what are you so skilled with that you could really get into a 10-minute communication and that you can convey, that you can structure it, you can talk it, you can share it in 10 minutes that would have such a powerful impact that could grow into a longer communication, it could grow into a new business, it could grow into a book, it could grow into articles, it could grow into workshops. Even if you don't think of yourself as someone that writes books or does seminars, but everyone communicates. Everything in life that you need to enroll someone in is educating them about what they know or what they don't know that they don't know, and how they could benefit from working with you. And every person that's listening has something that they're selling. Even if they have all the money on the planet, where's an area that they don't have it handled that you could get the communication? And if you told the story right in an influential way, you would get people bought in and you would create people wanting to, you know, be compelled to work and do business with you. So you're just 10 minutes away from a giant breakthrough. The question is, are you willing to sit down and focus on it and get it done? And if you're willing to do that, gigantic breakthroughs, because that's what I'm seeing the most happen with people in Genius Network.
Well, let me just kind of take the 3 takeaways that I got from this presentation. They were extremely powerful. I mean, the very first to me is, you know, the power of networking. You've taught me an awful lot, and understanding the reciprocity of that too, that it's got to be the classic win-win-win for everyone, and make sure you can serve first, but also someone's capable of making a difference. And it's not networking at the chamber event, it's networking with geniuses. Nice. 2, storytelling. I mean, you need a story. Richard Branson's a great example of that. And the last, and I think this is so important for all of us as entrepreneurs, we talked about our friend Ned Hollowell, you know, he talks about ADD, you know, is really the entrepreneurial disease and that lack of focus. And if we can focus in on what we want to achieve, enroll our team. I mean, Joe, you've done that so well, you know, across all your platforms. So, I mean, I really want to thank you for, you know, helping me and helping your fellow entrepreneurs make a difference.
Yeah, you're welcome, John. And it's always a pleasure chatting with you, because I know you have awesome clients And I know you're trying to bring the best that you can. And so hopefully what I've shared, they can decipher the things that are usable and applicable, and they'll go out and they'll just impact the world in even greater ways than they already are.
Well, let's take these insights and go out and make a difference. Make sure to check out Joe's websites, the I Love Marketing. And, you know, if you want to be involved in something really material, the Genius Network annual events each year, as well as the Mastermind overall. Let's go out and really make a difference. Your customers, your clients, your current ones are counting on you. The future ones are. Again, Joe, thank you very much for all your help.
You're welcome.